think the most important activity in 2017 has been the reform of the United Nations, which was launched by our Secretary General. There are three aspects of reform: the reform of the peace and security architecture here at headquarters, the reform of the developmental system, and the reform of the management system, which underpins the effectiveness of both peace and security as also the developmental system.
Unfortunately, there have been an increasing number in attacks against peacekeepers. How does this affect or impact your work?
This last year has seen nearly a doubling of the fatalities due to hostile acts in peacekeeping. We saw a total of 123 deaths, civilians, military, police, in our peacekeeping operations. Of course, some were because of road accident or because of illness, but 60 were because of hostile acts directed against us. And this is nearly double of the figure which was recorded in 2015 and 2016, where it used to be around 30 or 34. I think apart from paying condolences to the bereaved families, we must honor the memory of those who made these sacrifices. And the best way to honor those memories is to do even better at peacekeeping, at achieving the results, and of course, at improving the security of our peacekeepers. We are thinking of a range of actions, from improving personal protection, improving overhead and sidewall protection of the areas where peacekeepers live and work, installing high technology systems which allow us to be warned in advance. Early warning also requires a good contact with the community. And this means that we need to increase the number of those who speak the language of the country where they are deployed. We also need to ensure that our political objectives, our military objectives, are clear and that our troops are trained and have the right equipment to undertake those tasks. And wherever equipment is not available, I have been personally discussing with third countries to ensure that either equipment can be donated to the countries or it can be purchased by the countries who are deployed, or they can even be joint contingents which can be formed between a developed country and a developing country, whereby the developing country provides the troops and the developed country provides the equipment and maintenance. But we must acknowledge that we have critical gaps in many areas. Just to look at one example, in Mali, one in every four hospital which we have deployed on the ground, military hospital, is lacking in something or other. In fact, if we look at Central African Republic, this figure rises to one in three. We similarly have deficits on helicopters which are not adequately night flying capable. We have problems with engineering equipment. We have problems with transportation equipment, and we are trying to solve them one by one.
Now, 2018 is round the corner. What can we expect in peacekeeping?
You know, the nature of conflict has changed. Now, what we are seeing is the need to extend state authority, to strengthen a weak state authority, and to provide protection of civilians while this strengthening is continuing. We are seeing internal conflicts. And therefore, we will need to get used to this new concept of peacekeeping. We will also need to get used to the fact that even though our peacekeepers are not anti-terrorist operations, we don't run any terrorist operations, we run peacekeeping operations. But we operate in areas where terrorists are also operating. So we need to be cautious, we need to be more secure, we need to be cognizant that the terrorists make no difference between United Nations and others. And I think this is something which we will have to constantly take into account as we deal with our budgets, with our resources, with our footprint, with our supply lines. And of course, goes without saying that my department, the Department of Field Support, looks forward to contributing very actively to the Secretary General's reform proposals and to their implementation to ensure that we are part of an organization which is rapid, which is effective, which is efficient, which is nimble in its responses, which is flexible, which is transparent, which is accountable, and which produces results in a very pragmatic manner.